At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. Just wanted to quick let you know, I just ordered and received a brand new podcast microphone. I guess it's considered to be one of the better ones for an entry-level podcaster, which is obviously what I am. But I haven't had time to set it up yet. I just received it yesterday. So hopefully, the next time I record, I will be using the new microphone and it will sound better. First word for this episode is one of the examples that we were given at the end of the last episode. And let's see if I can pronounce it correctly this time. Allelopathy. I think that's correct. Allelopathy. This is a noun from 1948. The suppression of growth of one plant species by another due to the release of toxic substances. Allelopathic is an adjective. Next we have alleluia, similar to hallelujah, but this one starts with an A. And then the rest of the letters are L-L-E-L-U-I-A. This is an interjection from the 14th century, and it just has the synonym hallelujah. The etymology says this is from Greek alleluia, spelled slightly differently, and it is from the Hebrew alleluia, spelled H-A-L-A-L-U-Y-A-H, and there are some accents, and that means praise ye Jehovah. Next we have allemande, A-L-L-E-M-A-N-D-E. This is a noun from 1685. 1. A musical composition or movement, as in a Baroque suite, in moderate tempo and duple or quadruple time. 2a. A 17th and 18th century court dance developed in France from a German folk dance. 2b. A dance step with arms interlaced. Next we have all-embracing, two words with a hyphen. This is an adjective from circa 1649. We just have the synonyms complete and sweeping, as in an all-embracing theory. Next is Allen wrench, capital A-L-L-E-N, second word wrench. This is a noun from 1943, an L-shaped hexagonal metal bar, either end of which fits the socket of a screw or bolt. The etymology says this is from the Allen Manufacturing Company in Hartford, Connecticut. So now I know a little bit more of where that came from. Is it somebody's first name? Is it somebody's last name? Probably a last name. Maybe I'll look it up. Next we have allergen, A-L-L-E-R-G-E-N. This is a noun from 1910. A substance, as pollen, that induces allergy. Allergenic is an adjective, and allergenicity is a noun. I actually get allergies from pollen fairly often, and it can be a pain, but I do take a little allergy pill pretty much every morning that seems to help a lot. I don't know if it's doing something bad to my body, but I'm not getting nearly as many allergy issues as I used to. Next is allergic. This is an adjective from 1911. 1. Of relating to, affected with, or caused by allergy. 2. Having an aversion, as in allergic to work. I don't know if I'm officially allergic to anything other than maybe the pollen, but I have had a reaction twice to drinks that I've had. My lungs sort of get tight and I cough. Nothing major. I don't know what the actual ingredient is that's causing it, but if it ever happens again, I'm keeping a track of ingredients. I know it sounds kind of odd, but I really don't like the feeling, so I want to know what to avoid. Next, we have allergic rhinitis. Rhinitis is spelled R-H-I-N-I-T-I-S. This is a noun from 1924. Rhinitis caused by exposure to an allergen, especially the synonym hay fever. Next, we have allergist. This is a noun from 1928, a specialist in allergy. Next is allergy. What the thing is that we've been talking about. This is a noun from 1910. 1. Altered bodily reactivity as hypersensitivity to an antigen in response to a first exposure, as in a bee venom allergy so severe that a second sting may be fatal. 2. Exaggerated or pathological immunological reaction, as by sneezing, difficult breathing, itching, or skin rashes, to substances, situations, or physical states that are without comparable effect on the average individual. 3. Medical practice concerned with allergies. 4. A feeling of antipathy or aversion. Etymology says this is from the German allergie with an IE. That is from combining all, A-L-L, plus the Greek ergon, E-R-G-O-N, which means work. And there's more at the word work. Why work is related to this, I don't know, other than having an allergy to work. But that maybe, is that the original place that allergy was used? Saying, I've got an allergy to work, I don't want to work. Weird. I might have to look more in depth to that. Next we have alethrin. I put a little extra emphasis on that R. Alethrin. A-L-L-E-T-H-R-I-N. This is a noun from 1950. A light, yellow, viscous, oily, synthetic pyrethroid insecticide, C19H26O3, used especially in household aerosols. Next is alleviate, and this will be the last word for this episode. A-L-L-E-V-I-A-T-E. This is a transitive verb from the 15th century. We have the synonyms relieve, lessen, as a, to make as suffering more bearable, as in her sympathy alleviated his distress. B, to partially remove or correct, as in measures taken to alleviate a labor shortage. And again, synonym is relieve. Not sure why they've got it twice. Alleviation is a noun, and alleviator is also a noun. The etymology says this is from Latin levis, which means light, and there's more at the word light. And as I mentioned, that was the last word. Thank you very much for listening, and until next time, this is Spencer reading the dictionary. Thank you and goodbye.